I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is
Cinema
Classics.
Yes, it is. We're at the Gateway Film Center. We're doing a show today on the F word.
Yes.
That should, now that comes as a surprise, I'm sure, to everybody. We had this really great conversation about the F word and its usage in movies. And it was probably, I would think, in the raw form, one of our best shows.
Right.
And then I realized I didn't record it. And the first thing I said was F.
You did exactly. Yeah. WTF,
yes,
in the current language.
Right. The use of the F word in movies. First of all, I want to ask you, what movie do you think has the most uses of the F word in Hollywood history?
Scorsese did a big job on the F word in The Wolf of Wall Street.
He did. And in fact, it's the number one F word using movie of all time.
Get out.
It is 569 times.
Holy gosh.
Or 9 times a minute.
In its favor, the use of the F word.
Yeah.
I was really not aware of the 500 sometimes.
I wasn't either. What does that say about us?
It's so brilliantly done, I'm not aware.
If you're going to be true to the characterization of, then you have to use profanity. And you have to use the profanity that these types of people use. And often, it's the F word. And sometimes, it's just the right word.
A film that we had here at the Gateway Film Center last week.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, right.
265 times?
At least.
But I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because they are, as you would say, the profane guys.
Yeah.
Tough guys.
They're low-life guys. Now, see, the interesting thing is you're talking about Pulp Fiction. Those characters are low-lifes. But the characters of Wolf of Wall Street. These guys occupy the upper echelons of society, right? They're low lives too.
All right. Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
With the use of that, and we can see two good examples of where the F word is used well. There are many examples of where the F word is just gratuitous.
Mm-hmm.
Look back to 1939.
Okay.
Look back to the stunning moment when Clark Gable says, "Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn."
Right.
Why didn't he say, "Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give an F"?
Well, I don't know. Civil War era, maybe they didn't have that word.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. That's a good
one. Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's really the point. I'm glad you said that. Yes.
However, according to Deadwood, it was frequently used in the American West. Well, first of all, he couldn't do it anyway. He wasn't going to say the F word in 1939 in a Hollywood movie.
Right.
The Hays Code was in full effect.
Currently, the rule, the MPAA would appear to be anyway, even if it's tacit, is 3 uses of the F word.
Yeah.
Not in a sexual.
Oh, is that right?
Right. For a PG-13.
I got it. And then, is that right? 3 even?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you get an R rating.
Then you get an R.
And apparently, if you use it 570 times, you get a new rating.
Why are we even talking about this?
You know what? As movies become more intellectually satisfying and they start turning to subject matters that hadn't been previously explored,
the push toward realism must have naturally embraced the use of the F word.
The Last Detail. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson was the first movie to really garner a lot of attention for its use of the F word.
Sailors.
Taking Randy Quaid to the brig.
Oh.
And so they take him out for one last day of kind of freedom. Controversial for its very realistic use of the F word, which was uttered, I don't know, 100 times or so.
Well, can we diverge for 1 second about the word itself? We could say, holy intercourse.
Mm.
It doesn't do it.
It's
Why?
The sound. It's the way the word comes off of your tongue. Yeah. It's that soft at the start, right?
Yeah.
With that hard...
The K is the, K at is the
end.
Kicker.
It's funny.
Yeah.
There's a power to that word.
From my Catholic point of view, the act of love, one of the most beautiful gifts...
That and beer.
And putting that out there is blasphemous. We're taking that which is so beautiful and using it to sabotage any beautiful thought and make it dark. There still are some movies that are using language well. We're both English majors. We love language, and it's amazing how even in film, which is such a visual medium, we're still making a demand for the use of language, which can be low, but still poetic.
As long as it makes sense to the characters, right?
Yeah.
And if you think this show is edgy, tune in next week when we tackle the C word.
Oh, no. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and watch us on Facebook.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And after this show, people are going to be wondering how we ever won an award for anything.